This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To him when he's here. And as Robert Morris makes a three to cut it down to eight with 20 seconds left, if he gets a good feel, then... yeah, maybe he will sign a one-year deal that's fair and pays him $30, $35 million a year. I'm not going to rule it out anymore. This is a big change in where I thought this Aaron Rodgers saga was going. I honestly thought there was a chance we came in every day and had to decide, okay, are we going to talk about this or not, even though there's no new story? Even though, like, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers? It's in limbo. He's not talking to anybody. He's gone radio silent. Teams are going to have to twiddle their thumbs and wait until he makes up his mind. This is a proactive move on his part. This is him, like, this is like in Lady and the Tramp, that scene where they're leaning in to eat spaghetti together. They both, like... meet in the middle and kiss. Like, Aaron Rodgers was willing to do that with the Steelers today. And that tells me that he at least has in his mind the realistic thought that it could work here or could be a good place for him to finish out and close his career. 412-928-9370 if you want to chime in on what's happening with Aaron Rodgers. Now that he's here, are you hoping that he gets a deal done with the Steelers? What number, give me a number that you would be comfortable with the Steelers signing him for. Like, I am not a fan of this. I don't want it to happen. But if you told me that Aaron Rodgers was willing to play for $15 million a year, I'd probably say the hell with it at that point. I don't want it to be 30. I don't want it to be 35. And I get it. Like, part of it now is, all right, Andrew, like, what's the difference? 35 to 15, there's not a lot of good free agents out there. To me, it would be the message you send by paying him that much, how you view him, and where you think the relationship could go in the future. Because if you give him that kind of money, that to me sends the message that he's in control. He's in charge. You're still paying him like a front-end quarterback. If you're not, then... that tells me the Steelers are looking at it more like, we'll take a shot, we'll take a flyer, and if it happens, great. If it doesn't, so be it, which is the way they really went about things with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields the last year. But, you know, when that number gets to more than, like, 20 and gets closer to 30, that's when I say I'm absolutely out. And there's been conflicting reports on that, too. Fittipaldo came on with us and said, he thinks it could happen for $25 to $30 million. That sounds cheap. It's still more than I would want to pay him. If they get him for that price, I think there's going to be a lot of Steelers fans who have bitched about this potential move who come back around and say, you know what, for that amount of money, what the hell? 412-928-9370. Mulzy not here, by the way, not because he's sick or dealing with explosive diarrhea or anything like that. His sister is giving birth to her first child today, so Malzi is prioritizing family. If you've heard Malzi on this show, you know what an amazing family man he is and how he family comes first for Malzi, and that's where he's at right now. It's a final in Cleveland. Alabama 90, Robert Morris 81. Robert Morris was down 4 at the half. The second half got away from him. If you know, I watched the game while I've been talking with you, so I can't give you as deep or as thorough of a breakdown of what happened in the second half of this game. But I can tell you this much. If you look at the scores, if you look at the way the scoring went in the second half, 95 total points got scored. Alabama scored 50. That's Alabama basketball. And that's what happens a lot in these situations where you have big favorites against big underdogs. The game can stay close maybe for 20 minutes, 25, 30, sometimes even 35 minutes. And then attrition sets in, and the team that's deeper, the team that's more talented, the team that's better pulls away. And that's what, basically what happened here. I mean, it's still a five-point game in the second half. It's not like Robert Morris got their wheels blown off. But they actually took a lead with about 7 or 8 minutes left in this game. And it was their first lead of the game, and there was a buzz. I mean, it looked like they were going to pull off the upset. There was huge energy there in the arena. They were feeding off of it. They were believing in themselves. And then I think what happened was Alabama started getting the ball at the rim, going inside, taking advantage of their size and athleticism. I don't have the final stats in front of me, but I'm guessing the points in the paint in this game are going to favor Alabama bigly. I mean, just a huge disparity in points in the paint would be my guess. And Alabama just, I think, decided we're a team that's synonymous with a three-point shot, but it's not our day shooting the rock. And we got to find, we got to pivot, we got to find a plan B to put Robert Morris to bed and win this game that's closer than we thought it would be. And they brought in a player who they were saving for the next round, who had an injury, who was 50-50 to play. They thought they could get away with this game and coast and save him for Sunday. They had to bring him in. Big guy, Nelson, a stretch four type, guy that's 6'8", 6'9". They had to bring him into the game to win the game, and they got the ball at the basket. And then Robert Morris, their issue was hard to finish against those Alabama big men. And they didn't shoot the ball well from three either. They were 7 of 27. When you win games like this as an underdog, when 15s over 2s happen, the favorite goes cold, the underdog gets hot. You know, Donnie loves Princeton. Princeton can score. When they beat Arizona, they're making their threes. Arizona's missing their threes. That's usually the formula. Or some guy plays completely, you know, out of his ass, even if he's your best player and he usually scores 15, dude, you know, pours in 30 instead. And Robert Morris's two best players in this game offensively scored 8 and 15, and Woods, their best player, did it on 3 of 18 shooting. You know, that you're not going to beat a top 10 team when that happens. So, gallant effort. Great season. I mean, it wraps up from a win standpoint. They won 26 games as a mid-major team. They won 16 of their last 18 games. That is a tremendous season from a program like that. And for my money, it's the best season in school history because this is the highest level they've ever played at. They won the Horizon League, not the NEC. So big tip of the cap to Robert Morrison. For about an hour and 45 minutes, they entertained us today here at Mike's Beer Bar, playing their balls off and playing their hearts out against...
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Alabama. Join us for Dine and Donate Week, supported by supporting the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Visit the following local restaurants with a portion of the food sales going to our Feed the Need Radiothon on Tuesday. Cucina Alphabeto in the north side. That's today or tonight. All the details at 93.7thefan.com. Robert Morris goes down. They play their asses off. 9-point loss to Alabama. They led in the second half of that game. We're going to have Andy Toole either on with us live, or we'll hear his reaction from Cleveland coming up here. Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. Unless they sneaked him out of there with some underground exit, Aaron Rodgers still meeting with the Steelers right now, because this is like a paparazzi situation. So many of these sports media outlets in town, I don't know if we have somebody there, maybe we do. Across the street now, there's a fence, a VIP area. You can't get into that parking lot at the Steelers facility without a pass. And the media is on the other side of this fence, and they're just waiting to get a picture of Aaron Rodgers walking out and leaving. And so that hasn't happened yet. So maybe there's productive conversation going on. Maybe we get a deal by the time the show is done today. That would be wild if this were to all come together in one day, if the Steelers' sales pitch on Aaron Rodgers went so well that he decided to come here and play. I don't think that will happen. Schefter doesn't think so either. Pelissero doesn't think so either. But Dulac's initial tweet made it sound like it could. And Diana Russini said the same thing. Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, says that this is not some kind of like waste of everybody's time meeting, that this is a legit discussion that's being had between the two parties. This is not just Aaron Rodgers decides to get a free trip to Pittsburgh and a free meal and get wined and dined by the Steelers, but really is no interest. Both are serious about it, and they're exploring if this is a match, is what Breer writes. Exploring if it's a match. You know, I don't think that you're going to find that out from this encounter, because once bullets start flying and once the season gets here, personalities change. It's easy for Mike Tomlin to say one thing now and do something different in October or November. But, you know, there's non-starters. I mean, everyone's gone into a job interview before. No matter what side of the table you were on, you're either hiring somebody or you were the one that was trying to get the job, and you just get a bad vibe or a bad read. And so that's going on. Possibly. You know, maybe Aaron Rodgers is like, I don't think I can work with Arthur Smith. Who knows? I don't really trust Tomlin like Justin Fields. Maybe. I do think it's also illuminating that in all of these tweets that have gone out about Aaron Rodgers, All of them have said coaches. Nobody has said Art Rooney is involved in this, unless I'm missing something. Maybe Donnie can check that for me. But if Rooney's not involved, I think that's odd. You know, not that you want him grilling Aaron Rodgers. You don't want the owner of the team conducting the interview, asking all kinds of football questions. But this is such a monumental decision in team history. The decision on what to do at quarterback and possibly signing one of the most polarizing players in the entire NFL. All of the media attention that comes with it, all the distractions that come with it, you would think Art Rooney would want to get a read on and figure out what Aaron Rodgers is all about too. So if Rooney's not part of it, I think that's strange. And that would tell me, if Rooney's not involved, this is just my thought here. This is just an opinion from me. That would make me feel like, that would make me want to agree with Schefter more that nothing's imminent. You're not bringing the owner in yet. You're just almost doing an exploratory sit down with him. Talking ball, talking football, trying to get to know each other better. 412-928-9370. Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. Some insiders think he could sign with the Steelers today. Wow. Let's hear what you have to say about it, starting with Emmanuel. He's on the fan. Hello, Emmanuel.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, I just don't understand why did it take so long. Like, why did we have to wait 2 or 3 weeks after the beginning of free agency to even have a meeting?
Because
they had
to go,
a meeting.
He had to go walk the beach. He had to go clear his mind. Aaron Rodgers had to think about things in a profound, deep way like he likes to do. I don't know. That's my guess, man.
Well, they didn't make the playoffs. He had a lot of time to do that. I just feel like it's a waste of time, waste of effort. And it's making a mockery out of our franchise.
So you still think that Rodgers is going to leave them hanging? He's going to leave them at the altar? He's going to make them think right now that he's actually possibly going to come here, and in the end he's still going to decide, you know what, no thank you? That's what Emmanuel thinks.
That's possible. I believe it's possible, and I just think that we should just run it back with Mason Rudolph and draft a quarterback next year. It's the same that we're going along with this.
Gotcha, yep. I thought more people would be more open-minded to it now that Rodgers is actually here. First guy says no. He's still going to end up breaking your heart and saying no to you. Here's Ken next. Hello, Ken. Is this Ken Carmen?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Is this Ken Rice?
No, it's Ken Kratz.
Oh, hi, Ken.
All right. I wish I was Ken Rice, though.
Ken Rice makes a lot of money.
Yeah, Ken Kratz doesn't.
Oh. Well, I guess congratulations on your lack of success.
Thanks. I'm retired, and I only get what
congratulations
I can.
Congratulations on all your success, then, if you're retired and enjoying the fruits of your labor. What do you got for us, Ken?
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice? It's like, listen to you guys every day. Wouldn't it be nice in today's day and age that every 4 years fans could be in charge of the football, like the teams they love?
An election. Every 4 years we vote on Tomlin and decide whether or not we think he should still be coach. Something like that, Ken?
Yeah, something. I mean, leave it to the fans. It's like they're paying the money.
All right, so how would you vote on the Aaron Rodgers situation? Would you vote for it or against it?
I would vote against it. They should have kept Justin Fields, signed him, and had their big old draft day next year in Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Ken. Things took a little bit of a weird turn there. Here is the Pitt Kid on the fan. Hello, Pitt Kid.
Hey, Pony.
What up, brother?
We've been in communication the last couple days. I'm going to be honest. I got a source that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Steeler.
Wow. Breaking
news. 30 to 40 million.
Breaking news, the Pitt Kid. Move over, Adam Schefter. Eat your heart out, Ian Rappaport. The Pitt Kid is saying 1 year, how much, 30 to 40?
Yeah, but, I mean, I've been around all these. I mean, I've been a Steeler fan since I was baby. But to be honest, I think we should roll with Mason Rudolph.
So are you telling this source? Are you saying, you know what, source, this is a bad idea. Don't do it. Don't make this deal.
You know pretty well with Brandon Ayuk, Trevor Lawrence, but I'm pretty confident with him. 1 year, I mean, with a 1 year deal, you don't believe in a quarterback. We're testing him out just like Russ. I think
that's
Rodgers
an expensive test drive, though. Russ was a $1 million test drive. You're saying this is $30 to $40 million, Pitt kid.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, if you're right, you're going to get credit for it from me. Thank you. All right, spoken into existence. I'm waiting to see the pictures. Diana Russini. Aaron Rodgers has left the building. Elvis left the building. Rodgers now leaving the Steelers facility. The two sides have yet to come to an agreement at this time. Much like Russell Wilson with the Browns and the Giants, they met, they talked. We don't know exactly what was said or what it was all about. Have kind of an idea, not a full idea. The place isn't bugged. No one has spilled the beans yet. But it was, thank you, Mike. It was hours worth of discussion with him. Long conversation, but it ends with no signature on paper. And we'll wait to see what the other big insiders say about the quality of the interview, how much Rodgers was impressed, what he liked about it, maybe what he didn't, and how much closer he is now that he's met with Mike Tomlin and he's got a sense for what Mike Tomlin's plans are for him when he will make a decision. I think Donnie made a pretty clear distinction at the beginning of the show. And Donnie, if I'm putting words in your mouth incorrectly, just jump in and tell me to F off and correct me. But it sounds like you think, yes, like this could mean Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, but this doesn't mean the Steelers are on a timeline or timetable basis any closer to signing him. Yes, it's more likely to happen, but not more likely to happen in the next few days. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, once the Vikings made it clear that they were out of things, it did tell me that the Steelers' chances did go up because it does appear that he has three options, the Steelers, the Giants, or retirement. I guess you could throw a fourth option in there as another team, and that's where I actually think there is a greater chance than maybe even the Giants or retirement. Because as a few of our guests brought up the other day, I thought it was very, very good points made by both Mike Florio and Aditi that what if Rodgers waits this out and waits this out beyond the draft, beyond OTAs, beyond minicamp, and we get into the summer, well into the summer, close to training camp, maybe even into the preseason, and a contender's quarterback goes down. He could be waiting for that team. Now, it's kind of risky on his end, too.
Might never happen.
But it also seems pretty clear that the Steelers and or the Giants may be willing to wait as well. I would say the Steelers more so because the Giants are positioned to where that they can probably get a top quarterback at number three overall. They either roll the dice on Sanders or they have Ward fall to them or they trade up. But with the Steelers, they would either be making a risky move maybe at 21 if they go with a Jackson Dart. Otherwise, they're going to be making a pick of a quarterback in the middle rounds.
Unless there's another shoe to drop here, and there might be, but no one else has reported it. Unless Rodgers is going to meet with the Giants, this development today tells me that it's Steelers, Vikings eventually, or one of those teams that loses its quarterback. And the Steelers have definitely moved way ahead of the Giants. And it almost would feel like Rodgers isn't even considering the Giants anymore. If he doesn't give them equal opportunity to impress him or show him that that's where he can play. And look, he was in New York, so he's aware, probably more aware of what was going on with the Giants just from playing in the same stadium as the Giants. But not getting to know Brian Daboll, the coach there, or the GM there well enough to make a decision based off of that. So, and look, I think the order of things is pretty relevant too. I mean, there's always the chance, you know, unless Roger, actually let me rewind a little bit. There's always the chance that Rodgers is not a rash person and was not going to go into this today and sign no matter what. I mean, even if Mike Tomlin knocked his socks off and he came away thinking, yep, I want to play for the Steelers, no doubt about it. He also seems like a guy that's pretty patient and wants to make sure without like any shadow of a doubt. I mean, not like belaboring it or stretching it out like Brett Favre used to do. But, you know, given his past behaviors, he might have gone into this thinking the entire time, I'll meet with the Steelers, I'll hear them out, but there's no way I'm going to sign. However, the fact that he decided to do Pittsburgh first before New York, I think it tips his hand into who he prefers or who he likes more. Because, you know, I'm guessing that Aaron Rodgers wouldn't come here and sign a few hours later, but there's always the chance when a free agent goes and meets with a team that he likes what he hears, and the team is so determined to make a deal that they make an offer that he can't say no to or that he can't refuse, or that things start to like progress and amp up, and before you know it, the agent's involved, and all right, you're here, let's get this done. You want it, we want it, let's make it happen. And you give the Steelers the first chance to do that and not the Giants. That's been rumor. That's been kind of, we've guessed at that. We've inferred that he would probably prefer the Steelers to the Giants. And I think the way he's handling his business right now, Aaron Rodgers, goes to show you that that is, in case, what's going on. 412-928-9370. Here is Rich on the fan. Hello, Rich. Rich, you there?
First time.
Oh, nice. Good to talk to you, Rich.
Can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I just think it's a bad move to get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I wouldn't even entertain the guy. I mean, you know, I would go with Rudolph. I would go with Rudolph and, you know, and then maybe go in the draft and get somebody else.
Hold on a second, though. Why do you take umbrage, or why do you have such a big issue with them even, like, agreeing to meet with him?
I mean, the guy's 41 years old.
Right.
And, you know, he was contemplating about if he maybe retirement.
Okay.
I mean, he's not a mobile quarterback. I mean,
true.
I can see if you were entertaining, if you were bringing in somebody like, just saying, like a Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow. Okay,
yes, those,
yeah.
guys are not free agents, and they're never going to probably play for another team, but continue.
Right, I'm just saying. Yeah, but, I mean, I would go after, try to maybe go in the draft and get somebody.
Okay, you know, but I'm going to ask you again, what is the harm in meeting with him?
It's no harm at all, but I'm just saying.
Well, right, well, you said at the beginning of this call that you wouldn't even meet with him. So I'm asking, why is it bad to even talk to him?
I mean, the guy's, 41? What's he going to give you, maybe a year, not even that?
I know, but when you talk to him, it's not binding. You're not locked into signing him. You don't enter into a covenant where you have to give the guy $40 million a year. You're just hearing him out. I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan at all. Thanks for the call, Rich. I don't want him to play here. I don't want the Steelers to sign him unless it's for dirt cheap. That being said, I have no issue with them meeting with him today. Why wouldn't you do that? You don't have a quarterback. He's a free agent. He comes to you. He flies to you. No money's coming out of your pocket for him to come here, I wouldn't think. Unless it's like the deal that Ron Cook wanted for our 15th anniversary party, Donnie. Unless Aaron Rodgers expects he's going to get... You think he expects that he's going to get...
Like, everything he's covered.
He's got to fill out like a Steelers expense report or something? Maybe. I don't know. I guess that's possible, that he would actually have all that covered. I don't care, though. I mean, Art Rooney's worth billions of dollars. If he had to spend $2,000 on getting Aaron Rodgers to come here and meet with him for a day, I still have zero issue with that. Like, do some digging on the guy in person. It's different. You don't really know a person that well until you at least get to talk to them in person one-on-one. My opinion, my thought. 412-928-9370. Here's Dave next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Pony. How are you?
Good.
Question for you. I'm just curious because you know how crazy Rodgers is. When is Pat McAfee live in Pittsburgh?
I think it's April 9th.
All I'm saying, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he ends up having an announcement whenever he's live in Pittsburgh.
I actually think if it happened, I love Pat, and I'm going to be at that event, and I support everything he does, and I want that to be successful. But my opinion on that is I think that would set a horrible precedent if he announces that he's coming to the Steelers on somebody's radio show like that. As someone who hosts a radio show, yes, I'd love for the visibility and exposure and the attention that would come with that. But the whole point you would think of signing Aaron Rodgers is that when he comes to the Steelers, we're going to work hard so this doesn't turn into a circus like it did with the Jets. And if he gets off on the foot of, I'm going to announce it to 18,000 people, that's making yourself the center of attention. That's making it about yourself. That's his MO. And that's part of the reason why I don't want him here, because he used to be good enough where you could stomach that and put up with that. But now, and thank you for the phone call, Dave, I don't think you can.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight. You can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.